The relationship you have with money will determine whether you'll begin to grow and build wealth over your life and become financially independent, or struggle and live paycheck to paycheck. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. I've seen so many different examples of people in different financial situations, having different goals. And throughout all of my conversations, I recognize the most important aspects that allow someone to not only become wealthy, but also feel wealthy. I decided to put them all into my new book called Money Loves You. And today I wanted to share about it and to help you start thinking about money differently. This book is supposed to challenge you. So if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, it's on Amazon and there will be a link in the description. It was like this message wanted to leap out into the world. It's heartfelt. It has my personal journey, my personal stories in it. It also has my experience of 25 years as a financial advisor, working with thousands of families pursuing financial independence. It's vulnerable. And it's real, and I feel so blessed by God to be the one to bring it into this world. So let's talk about the title of this book, Money Loves You: Transform Your Relationship with Money and Grow Your Wealth. Now, I have had lots of interesting feedback on the title, Money Loves You. And yes, Money Loves You is a bold statement, and it's a strong perspective. And whether somebody seeing this cover immediately believes it or not, we all make up stories about money. We all have strong perspectives about things in our lives, including money. And what does it mean to us? What are our beliefs around money? What was our upbringing around money? What is our inner dialogue around money? Or how do we maybe sometimes avoid it and ignore it altogether? It's my hope that Money Loves You is a phrase you'll say to yourself and to others. And believe it. Just ask yourself this question. Has there ever been a time in your life where you may have said, I'm just not good with money? Or money is the root of all evil? Or money hates me? Or I hate money. Money stresses me out. How do I be responsible with this money? Do I ignore my money? I'm just too busy to deal with money. These are all beliefs that a lot of us have, and I call them wealth busters because they hold us back with our money and our ability to grow wealth. Here's the deal, though. People a lot of times accept these perspectives, these thoughts, as the truth. And here's the thing, if you can believe one, then most definitely you can believe another. You can believe that money does love you. And who do you think ultimately would be more successful with their money? The person that believes they're just not good at it, or the person that believes that money does love them? You might not believe it, and that's okay. And that's actually part of what this is about. You might be thinking very literally right now, like, Julia, money isn't a person. How can it love me? Yes, I know this, but indulge me. So many of us have subconscious thoughts around money, especially learned earlier in life. I would encourage you to answer the question, what is my earliest belief around money? Like, when I say money, what is the first things that pop up? Oftentimes, it's being told you can't afford this, being told we don't have enough money, being told we can't go on the trip because we don't have money. These are all things that a lot of us have as part of our upbringing. This book allows you, it gives you the practical tools of how to retrain and reframe your relationship with money. Yes, it's going to take some digging down and looking at those experiences and those beliefs and figuring out where is the root. But I 100% know that once you can figure out the root causes, it actually frees you from that limiting belief, and it will allow you to create this new relationship with money moving forward. I'm a big fan of practical tools, and this book includes a proven framework with 5 practical tools that will help you grow your wealth. Because yes, we can absolutely believe that money loves you. This is not saying you have to believe this, but my vision and my hope is that you will say this phrase and believe it, because if you have that, you can gain all of the practical foundation and the education, and then anything's possible. As opposed to if you hold on to a belief that's not true, then things could go sideways, right? Believing that money is against you will most definitely impact and affect your outcomes with it. Let me be clear. This book is not about loving money or being obsessed with money. In fact, it's opposite. When you can take charge over money, over your relationship with money, and when you can allow it to love you, you have gained mastery over it. And money becomes neutral. It's simply a tool, a power assist in fueling what your life's dreams and legacy are. It leads to peace and fulfillment, not a chase for more. I have witnessed a lot of our retiree and wealthy clients that are already at this stage, but I have also seen a lot of people who are not at this stage. And this book, my book, Money Loves You, is for them. A lot of my clients serve as my inspiration of how we help others get to where they are. My clients, my 25 years of experience in working with individuals and families have inspired me to write this book, because I've seen it where they have a very healthy relationship with their money, and it's simple and it's easy and it flows. And I've also seen where people get stuck for years on end, making no progress, almost hitting their head against a wall and trying to figure it out. And all along, it's their beliefs, it's that subconscious things that are embedded in that hold us back. So in my book, I actually walk you through a process of how to actually carefully, gently dig into and mine your subconscious, because your subconscious is a very powerful part of your brain and mind. It is a power assist if used properly. And there's so much goodness, so much information for us if we're willing to dig in and get the information and rewire that to serve our future. So that's a really powerful part of the book. And I think a lot of us tend to want the practical strategies to build wealth, like just tell me what to do, tell me how to invest. But if you don't have this first part figured out, then all of this will be for nothing, because it will stop you from your ability to grow the wealth. I know that wealth building is a long-term game, and it takes perseverance, and it takes belief, and it takes a whole lot of patience. So my hope with this book, with this message, with my podcast, is that people can believe that money does love them, instead of holding on to the beliefs that hold them back from making real progress with their money. Imagine what can be possible. And my hope is that you will want to experience this for yourself, share it with your loved ones, because when you can unlock things that are holding you back or somebody you love back with money, it's incredible how much progress they can make in such a short amount of time. Because a lot of people are in a very bad place with money. And it's not just that they have bad habits with money. They have these negative experiences and feelings of anxiety and guilt and shame and fear that emotionally keep them stuck. And so my book is all about helping people unlock that and then be able to have quick wins moving forward with their money. By 2030, Generations X and Y will surpass baby boomers in terms of holding the most amount of money, the most amount of wealth in the United States. In fact, $72 trillion of wealth will move hands, move from the older generations into the younger generations in the next 20 years. And these younger generations need to be equipped with healthy money mindsets. These younger generations, my generation and the millennial generation, need to be equipped with healthy money mindsets and practical tools of how to inherit the money, keep the money, and then grow the money. Or this wealth will slip right through their fingers. I have seen this time and time again in my clients. So I am really excited about getting this book out into the world. And if you follow along in my upcoming episodes, I am going to be diving deeper into the main points of it. As we close out this episode, let me know how you plan to put some of these core ideas into practice into your life this week. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.